It's early Saturday evening in downtown Tokyo, and one of the city's most colourful neighbourhoods is coming to life. Whether it's the whiff of grilled seafood, the ear-splitting promotion campaigns, or the riot of neon lights, a stroll around the narrow streets of Kabukicho is an assault on the senses no visitor to Japan should miss. But it's Kabukicho's other businesses, the host clubs, girly bars and massage parlours, that are attracting the attention of Tokyo authorities as they step up their bid to host the 2016 Olympics. For decades, Kabukicho's sleazier side was largely left alone, tolerated as a reasonably safe way to satisfy the carnal urges of inebriated salarymen. But now, police are enforcing a midnight curfew on sex clubs and host bars, and volunteers patrol the streets in an attempt to rid them of aggressive touts. While officials say they have no intention of destroying Kabukicho's appeal as Japan's carousing capital, the people who work here fear it will end up sanitized beyond recognition. At a place in the sun, a popular host club, Maki Tezuka is preparing for a busy night. In more relaxed times, Tezuka's club, where young men are paid to chat to female customers, pour their drinks, and yes, flirt a bit, would have stayed open until dawn. But the crackdown, which targets any establishment that offers personal services, however innocent, means his last client must now be out of the door by 1 a.m. And once the customers dry up, Tezuka believes Kabukicho will never be the same again.
There's no discrimination here. Everyone is accepted for who they are. It doesn't matter if you're Chinese, Korean, English, or a transvestite. No one cares about your past, even if you've made mistakes. This is a place where people come to start over again. And after that, who knows what they might make of themselves. That's the great thing about Kabukicho.